This is a podcast for Functional Ecology at British Ecological Society publication.
Hello, I'm Amelia, a publishing assistant at Functional Ecology, and today I have the absolute pleasure of speaking to André Lussa. André's review article, Going Across Taxa in Functional Ecology, Review and Perspectives of an Emerging Field, has been nominated for the journal's Haldane Prize, a prize for early career researchers. In this review, André mapped the limitations of current research in functional ecology involving multiple taxa, presented ecological questions to functional cross-taxa research, and showed directions to pushing the limit of this research field. The review aimed to encourage researchers in the field of functional ecology to move beyond single taxa and traits and to integrate more branches and dimensions of the tree of life into their research. André, hello and welcome. How are you today?
Hello, hello. First of all, I'm quite happy to be here talking to you. It's nice to be shortlisted. It's a lot of nice papers in functional ecology and younger research. You're doing a lot of nice stuff. Very happy to be here.
That's great to hear. Thank you for joining me. So would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about what your review is about and what questions you were trying to answer?
First, my paper is about crossing taxonomic barriers in functional ecology research. This paper arose like 3 or 4 years ago, I think, when we were in a synthesis group in Brazil called the Reef Synthesis Working Group. And that time we were expecting to understand reef ecosystem based on different organisms that compose the reefs. So we're trying to match or merge the data from fish and also the corals and algae, try to understand all them together and how they can move the reefs, how can do the thing work. And then we made a lot of tests, a lot of data wrangling and data collection, extraction, and so on. And then we had a really great challenge to merge these different groups, because they are completely different. They are distantly related groups and they have quite different traits. So in front of these challenges, we went to the literature to try and understand what people do when trying to study multiple taxa at the same time and merging data and trying to make inference at the ecosystem scale or broad scales. And this paper is much about the review of the literature, about many ideas and many concepts, many approaches, what researchers do about the use of multiple taxa and traits in functional ecology.
What do you think the broad impact of your work is, and why do you think it's so important?
This is actually, the paper is a compilation of many ideas that have been constructed over time. And it's a compilation of very, very nice set of papers doing a lot of research since local to global scales. And I think the paper can help people from functional ecologies, community ecologies, or people interested in ecosystem management, mainly regarding ecosystem structure and emerging properties like resilience, resistance to disturbances, and trying to understand function of ecosystem scale functions using several groups at once. So I think the main impact for research would be for these researchers, community ecologists, functional ecologists, and ecosystem managers. Also, it's very important to point out that many of functional ecology research is focused on the potential of trait to provide a kind of life insurance for process or functions in them. So involving many taxa in the same research can provide a much stronger inference on this life insurance for the ecosystem properties. So this is, I think, it's a very nice outcome of the research. Also, you can start to think about conservation and prioritization of ecosystem services. It's not only single groups or single functions, Mars, but many, many complementary functions at the same time. So, yes, this is a nice application of the research.
So you compiled a huge amount of data, Andre, for this review. What was the most challenging thing about that? And was there anything else you found challenging about your research?
Doing literature reviews is like always challenging because you have many steps to do, many decisions to make. So I think this is the most complicated thing. And me and my collaborators had to study a lot about frameworks to keep track of all the paths in the analysis and the literature review and try to register every single decision. And I think this was the most challenging aspect of the research. Also, maintaining the consistency in data collection among the different persons that collect data, it was also something that was challenging. Took more time than I thought.
It sounds like it must have been quite rewarding to get your final outcome. You know, you've got that amazing phylogenetic tree that you've produced. That must have been a great feeling.
Yes.
I suppose my follow-up question for you, Andre, on this is, with such a large data set that you've used, was there anything that you found particularly surprising?
So, in this paper, we decided to apply some analysis of complex networks. I think they comprise very useful tools to summarize the data and to make synthesis. So that's why we made some networks and network metrics. They're quite nice to this objective. So yes, I think 14 surprised me, and not just me. Of the collaborators also, the relatively low frequency of approaches merging data. It's kind of our preliminary analysis using reef-fish, algae, corals, where not applying this kind of approach within many groups is quite challenging for many other groups. So the low frequency of approaches merging data sets of different groups was something that surprised me. Also, it seems that authors do use what I call it functional analogous traits. It's basically traits that mean similar things for different groups. So the authors did use some functional analogous traits in their research, but they add other traits with no relationship with a specific function that could represent a functional process among different groups. So it seems that the authors prefer to use more traits rather than put more strength in the inference of functions across multiple taxa. I think this is something that I was really surprised about. The other thing was the taxonomic bias. The most often linked taxa was like a vertebrates, mammals and birds and some plants and some insects also. But we found a very low connection between aquatic and terrestrial organisms and like very few approaches crossing ecosystems. So what was also surprising and also missing links in the network. There is no research, at least not in functional ecology, at least the using multiple taxa, for instance, about between trying to understand the relationship between aves, the birds, and acarids. They comprise no logical networks, but functional ecologies like don't match things, don't merge the data of these different groups. So it's quite surprising. And of course, we read a lot of papers, and there's a lot of surprising things to mention, but these four are the main aspects.
So, Andre, as we've mentioned, one of the key take-home messages of your review was to encourage researchers in the field to move beyond single taxas and traits and to integrate more branches and dimensions of the tree of life into their research. But what do you think the next directions for the field are? Do you think we're headed in that direction?
Okay, first, I think researchers need to consider this cross-tax approach to make inference in functional ecology and consider this as a different approach from, for instance, multiple tax approaches or surrogate tax approach. I think Most of the low frequency of this kind of crosstalks approach can be because there was no consistency in the fields. And now we think we named the fields. Perhaps authors want to join in this research line. I think the crosstalks field, crosstalks research shares many of the next steps of functional ecology in general, trying to understand the relationship between traits and functions. This is the main thing. Also, trying to understand or try to find more general traits or like a common currencies. It would be great because we could put several taxa in a continuum of trait values, and then we could understand much more about a given function. And there's some approaches about this, like a energetic framework, the energy flux frameworks, and stoichiometry and metabolome approaches. So I think this kind of approach comprises the next steps in crosstalks research in functional ecology. And also beyond terrestrial ecosystems, it was surprising to find so few papers in aquatic ecosystem, marine and freshwater. So I think approaches beyond terrestrial ecosystems would be great.
So, Andre, as I've mentioned, we're recording this podcast today because your review has been shortlisted for the Haldane Prize, which is Functional Ecology's prize for early career researchers. How did you first become interested in ecology, and why did you end up becoming an ecologist?
I think first, getting involved in ecology when I was very young. My father was a survivor, and I loved field work. I think I went together with my father to the field work since my 11th, I think. And I really loved field work, and then I went to the bachelor in biology. And the first internship was in genetics. It was like a counting chromosomes, and I stayed there 2 weeks, just 2 weeks, and then leave it and went to ecology lab. When I got involved with extension projects, environmental education, and also monitoring of mammals and litter frogs. And then I started to do my own research in ecology. I first studied rodents, and then went to my master's degree and also explore a lot of different questions. And then PhD, I get into macroecology and macroevolution, and then kind of stopped it to do field work and started to work just with data sets, published data sets, open data, and so on. And here I am again working with data sets, no field work. So it's a quite like a it's a great change in my career. It was challenging but funny. I think it was amazing to get in the fields of open data and data mining, all these computational areas of biology.
Do you have either a happiest memory of working in ecology or a proudest achievement of the work that you've done?
I think when I went to field work and captured or trapped a lot of animals, I think is the nice thing. And then you go home and it's success, you know. And also I was working very nice landscapes southern Brazil, and they are grassland forest ecotones. So they are really nice. It's beautiful. The sunset is beautiful. The landscape is great. It's beautiful. And also the challenges of the field work, you know, like sleeping many nights in a very small place, just a like a you need to move the table to put the stuff to sleep. And then, you know, this kind of challenges is great for any person, I think.
Outside of ecology, what are your hobbies and interests, and what do you enjoy spending your free time doing?
My free time. I like to run. I like to ride bike, listening music, a lot of music. Go to the playground with my daughter and also go to the parks with her and my wife. I know I'm a person from home basically, and like want to enjoy a good wine, good beer, and listen music and talk with friends. You know, I also do research. I really like to do research. Sometimes it is a hobby, but sometimes it's a something that is quite heavy to me and family. But I really enjoy to do research.
So, speaking of research, are you still working in the area that this shortlisted review focuses on? And if not, do you have any intention of going back to the review? What are you planning on doing?
So, at least we don't have nothing in mind now, but we are kind of waiting more data. We're trying to compilate more data to apply this approach. We also had a framework together with the paper, and we decided to remove it, but we would like to apply for novel data sets to make a more methodological contribution to the field. You know, I think the review is very nice. You can map the state of the art, but it will be nice if you can like a hands-on and try to provide a methodological framework for people interested in the cross-tax and research in functional ecology.
My final question for you today, André, is if you could give other early career researchers one piece of advice, what would it be?
I think you have to be open to the opportunities, and also as ecologists, don't be afraid of different taxonomic groups. In my graduation, I was working with mammals, and then had some papers with birds, frogs, and then my first postdoc was with mosquitoes. And then I went to the sea to study reefs, reef fish, benthic organisms, and now I'm working with butterflies. So what matters for ecologists is kind of the approach and general rules, not the taxonomic group. So I think to be open to the opportunities and to make a good balance between the yes and no's that you must answer. It's a great thing, I think. So I think there's more advice to balance the yes and no's, and also be open and try to enjoy the opportunities, the unexpected opportunities.
André Lucas, thank you so much for joining me today and congratulations on your shortlisting.
Thank you.